Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. The NFL draft is right on the horizon and a lot of eyes on the Washington Redskins with the number 2 overall pick. And to help us talk more about that, we bring on Les Carpenter of the Washington Post, who covers the Washington Redskins. Les, thanks for taking time to come on with us today. Hope you and your family are doing well during this time.
Oh, thanks. Same with you. I was sitting here just talking to your producer. I'm just sitting in my home office like I do anyway this time of year, so it doesn't feel all that different for me right now.
that's a good point. I've had
a lot of free agency and a lot of draft.
That's right. See, a lot of same stuff going on. Well, Les, I want to start, because obviously when you look at the mock drafts, most everybody has the Redskins taking Chase Young, but CBS Sports came out with kind of an interesting scenario yesterday that had the Redskins drafting Tua Tagovailoa and not taking Chase Young. How likely do you think it is that Washington will select anybody other than Chase Young in the draft?
I mean, every indication I continue to get is that Chase Young would be the guy. Obviously, they have taken a long look at Tua, just as they took a long look at Joe Burrow. The way I understand it is that, especially with Tua, you want to be absolutely certain that you're not passing up on a guy that you just think could really be the guy, and there's just no way you ever not take him. But I think they've done that due diligence. I think they also were doing their due diligence anyway, just in case, say, Cincinnati takes Chase Young out of nowhere, and then what do you do? So I think they've taken a long look at all these guys. I just think Chase Young fits where they want to be right now. I mean, you've got a new coach coming in Rivera, who in Carolina, I mean, he built a team on a big defensive front that was very aggressive. They have a really good group of defensive tackles. It's probably their best strength. And then you kind of look at, you got Ryan Kerrigan last year of his contract as a pass rusher. He's obviously had a lot of success. And then you've got Montez Sweat as another pass rusher they think could be good. And then you add Chase Young with that. It just, all of that to me makes me think that that's the way they'll go. They could have a really good defensive front, a very aggressive one, and then a really good pass rush. And the rest of the defense is better when you have a really good pass rush.
Is it possible, do you think, Les, that they could, obviously there's a lot of interest in Tua. People may be trying to move up. Miami may be trying to make sure they can get him. Could the Redskins trade out of there and still end up with Chase Young, or even just another, maybe I've seen some Jeffrey Okuda also, the cornerback from Ohio State, another need there. Do you think the trade down scenario is viable here?
I mean, it's viable if they get that offer that blows them away, but I think it's got to be a really, really good offer. And the things I kind of hear, tossed around, Miami can send 2 first rounds this year and maybe a later pick somewhere this year to move up. I don't know if that would be enough for them to pass on Chase Young. I think it would, or it, should they really, really want Tua, give up on him too. I mean, I think that there would really have, I think there would have to be multiple number ones, something like that. And I'm just guessing here. I've got no indication from them what they would take, but my sense is they would have to be blown away. That it would just be such a good offer that it's just, there's just too many potential impact players they could get with draft picks that they have to make that trade. But I don't know that they'll ever get that offer either.
Les Carpenter from the Washington Post on the line with us. And Les, obviously the Redskins drafted Dwayne Haskins last year out of Ohio State. What's the vibe like in the D.C. area about Dwayne Haskins after his first year?
Well, the vibe in the D.C. area, where ironically he's from, I think the fans were a little disappointed, but, the Redskins fans have been disappointed for a while, and, it was a disappointing year. I thought he played well, and I think this is internally the vibe with the new staff that's coming in. I thought he played well at the end of the year. It was a terrible start for him. It wasn't fitting with him. Jay Gruden, who had wanted a different – I think that they would have much rather had Daniel Jones than make this. I don't think they really wanted to start with a rookie quarterback anyway in a year where Jay's job was on the line. There was a lot of things that kind of went against Haskins early on. And he was slow to kind of fit in, understand what it takes to be an NFL quarterback, all of that. I thought he picked it up very quickly as the year went on. And I've always been told this, that he's incredibly sharp and he's very good when you show him something, when you give him a concept, a play or something, he remembers it always. And that really was apparent at the end of the year. He didn't have a lot of playmakers to go with him. But I thought his play really picked up, and every indication I've gotten from that front office, from some of the coaches a little bit, is that he really kind of took to heart what Ron Rivera was trying to tell him, and even going back to last year when Bill Callahan was the interim coach, this is how you act as an NFL quarterback. This is what you do. This is how much time you spend in the facility and all that. And I think it seems like he took it to heart. It seems like he really kind of has shown, I think, that he probably, in their mind, is the guy they want to go with.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly people want to give up on QBs when it used to be, you try to sit them out for a year, and it goes so fast. Like, Josh Rosen is, like, washed up now, right? I mean, it's amazing to think about that. But Les, do you think that Kyle Allen, is that a quarterback competition this fall?
Well, I think Kyle Allen was probably another sort of statement that said, we're probably not taking Tua. I think by bringing him in, remember, he spent 2 years in Carolina, not just with Ron Rivera, but with Scott Turner, the Ian North Turner. And Scott Turner came here as the offensive coordinator. He knows that offense really, really well. And he started 14 games or whatever it is in his career with that offense. So if he comes in, especially with, we got to figure there's some OTAs, maybe there's even some kind of reduced training camp, whatever it is, he's going to have the leg up of knowing the offense, which is huge. I could even see him early on in that job just for that reason until Haskins has a chance to kind of catch up with it and it becomes second nature to him. So I think that's where the competition for Haskins comes in. I think that is legitimate. I wouldn't even be stunned if Kyle Allen doesn't walk out at the very beginning of whatever when they open camp and takes the first reps just because he's going to know it better. But I still think ultimately it's an insurance policy, and something should happen to Haskins or just doesn't take or whatever. You've got a guy who knows everything, and you can kind of function from that and go from there.
Les, you mentioned Ron Rivera coming into the fold here with the Washington Redskins. What sort of challenge does he have in front of him with this roster that the Redskins have right now as constructed?
Well, the interesting thing is he has said this over and over in this week to some of the guys that have signed with the team. You kind of hear this from them, too. A lot of people believe that despite the 3-13 record last year, there's a lot of talent on this team. And especially on the defensive side, I kind of agree with that. It was a defense that just for whatever reason did not function to the level that I think the talent was there. Some of that was because the talent was very young. It was a lot of guys who were first and second year players. I think the scheme, I think Jack Del Rio coming in, I think a lot of things will make that defense play up. And I think there's stuff there that says this is a team that can build upon that very quickly. The key is going to be on the offense. I mean, they just don't have enough playmakers. I mean, Terry McLaurin, the receiver, really came on last year out of nowhere. I think it was, when they drafted him, they thought they were getting a special teams player and, well, maybe he could eventually fit in somewhere. Instead, he just snatched that number one job. They don't have a tight end to go with him. They don't have another key receiver at this point. They have to get playmakers. They got a lot of questions at running back. They have a lot of guys, but it's a lot of questions. And they also have this other question at left tackle, which is such a key position. You have the Pro Bowl player with Trent Williams, but Trent doesn't want to be here. He wants to be traded, and what happens there? So they've got a lot of questions to answer on the offense.
So, Les, I just wondered what you think about where things are right now with everything moving forward. I'm seeing varied opinions on that. Some people think the NFL is tone deaf or – you know, having the draft at the same time, and I know some GMs aren't happy about the logistical aspect of it, but what do you think about the NFL sort of going business as usual right now?
It is a very NFL thing, isn't it?
Yes.
I have a lot of thoughts on that, and they all kind of are jumbled and all over the place. And I understand exactly what a lot of the GMs are saying, and I kind of scratch my head sometimes and think, why are they going ahead with this? I mean, what kind of a draft is this going to be if Roger Goodell's reading the names from his living room or, you know, whatever it is? It almost seems just foolish to do, especially if you know there are going to be no OTAs, then why not hold a draft, say, in June? You know, when maybe things have cleared up a little bit, who knows? On the other hand, I got to admit, I thought that they would delay free agency, and free agency went off without too much of a hitch. And it kind of, I'm sure you know where you guys are there. I mean, you're probably talking a lot of NFL free agency. I mean, it's actually put the NFL out in the spotlight that it completely wouldn't have had otherwise if you had March Madness and other things going on. So I kind of wonder, maybe this is sort of a genius move. This has given us something to talk about and think about at this time. So I go back and forth on it.
Les Carpenter from the Washington Post has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Les, thanks so much for taking the time to come on with us here today, man. We really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, Les.
Thanks, Les. Appreciate you. When we come back, could we see four quarterbacks go in the top 10 in the draft? A lot of people think that may be a possibility. We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.